Hello, hello, all my ladies and germs. Welcome back to Gateway to the Game One. Today we'll be talking about Rainbow Six Siege. Number one, I really love this game. This game is a team-based tactical shooter, released back around in the 2010s, around that time. I didn't search up the date for this game because I don't do research on here. Welcome to Gateway to the Game One. No research at all. So this game, once again, is a tactical team first-person shooter. It's supposed to be a realistic game with things like recoil, stuff like that. But like the game is a really fun game and great for it's a great multiplayer experience. The game is pretty competitive, so if you're like play casual, I mean you can play casual, but like play casually, but it's meant for mostly people that are competitive with games. So if you're casual, and I don't think this would be good for you. But if you're fine with that, then play it. It's really fun. The game has events and has operators, characters that have special gadgets and guns. Operators can go from a daredevil wearing a motorcycle helmet with bombs, or a scary woman with a skull face paint. Really, you can go with craziness in this game. I mean, it is a pretty sort of realistic. It has realisticness to the game itself. Mainly the fact that it has recoil and realistic guns and ammo types. Like, a shotgun ain't just like a shotgun. It's buckshot, slug. Like, you know, different type of bullets that certain guns will take. But you don't need to memorize anything of this because the game's still fun. You don't really need to know about, you know, the ammo types. I mean, you could play the game, like, to your play style. It doesn't matter, like, if you're casual, competitive. This game is great for everyone, except it's mostly for a competitive market. Okay. Well, that's it for me, guys. I'll be seeing you guys next time on the next episode. Bye-bye! Hey everyone, just before this episode ends, I want to give a shout-out to Curtis Elton. He is the host of the podcast Listen, Listen, Listen. I've actually listened to this podcast for a while, and you should go check it out. It's on Apple Podcast, and I really hope you can help support him by listening to his podcast. It's really great, and it's a sketch comedy for anyone who is a big fan of sketch comedy. If you would mind, go checking him out, that'd be great. Alrighty, see ya.